As I had this, what I wanted to share, quite a little while back, and it's kind of nice because my sister rang me up the other day, and she lives in Ireland, and she was she had to do a little talk in her house group, and the topic she had to do was. I think it was Revelation 19 and 20, or 20 and 21 or something, or 21 and 22. It was near the end of Revelation. And she rang me and asked me all about it. And of course, if you have a look, it's quite difficult to answer, you know. Everyone has different views on it. But we had a great chat, and I quite enjoyed it. And I was saying to her, you know, it reminds me of when I used to sort of chat to my mum about these kind of things. I said, sometimes there's things you can talk about, but you couldn't really preach them, you know, because they are sort of ideas, but perhaps they're not things that you might sort of fully share at the front. Because in a way, we don't have all the answers, do we? When you look at Revelation, we can have ideas and we can think about it. And, you know, we can just talk about these things, but we don't always have the answers. And sometimes I had to say to her, you know, say to your group that lots of people have different views on these things. And you can only share what you think, you know, or maybe not even share. But the talk I'm going to do is, some of it comes from Revelation. That's why it was kind of interesting. And I'm going to do you a picture that perhaps will help us through this. And, my notes are going. Right, good. You like that. It's all right. As I was preparing all this, I thought about the New Year's honours list. Yeah, the New Year's honours list, and thought about the people that would be invited. Do you know what the honours list are? You know, those that are honoured for various things. They go and see the Queen and they will get an OB or an MB or whatever. Da, 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 da. All the rewards that I'm not quite sure who chooses what. But they will go to the palace. And also, news this within the last couple of weeks about a royal wedding. We've heard about the royal wedding. And these two things sort of fitted in with what I was saying. So as I thought about these, and I thought, the honours list, what if I decided I would like to go to this honours list? I would like to be rewarded. I'm going to go and see the Queen. And I think, yes, I'm going to just turn up and go in and see if I can get an MBE or an OBE. And I think to myself, I'll write myself a letter from the Queen. I'll do my own invite. Yeah, I'll do my own invite. And I'll go along to the Queen and maybe I'll get some honour. Maybe, well, I don't mind, an MBE. MOBE, I don't mind. Whatever, really. Whatever the Queen decides to give me. So, yes, I forge myself an invite and I go up there. What's likely to happen? They're going to let me in. They're not going to let me in. And, you know, if I wanted to go to this royal wedding next, whenever it is. Is that, have they got the date? All right. If I wanted to go to that and I think, yes, I'm going to turn up to that. I wouldn't mind going to that wedding. I'd like to go to that wedding. Yes, I'm going to turn up. What's the chances of me getting in? Pretty low, yeah. And what if I think I've got the right to be there? Have I got the right to be at either the honours list or the wedding. You've got to be invited. Yeah. And what would people think of me if I said, I have the right, I'm going to go. What would people actually think of my decisions?
Big-headed.
Arrogant. Yeah. You think of all these titles that you're going to give me. They're not OBs, are they? They're
a mixed titles of...
that's it. What was that one? Say that one again. That's it. It's really it's really coming out now. This is what I want to hear, because this is the kind of thing that could happen, you know, when we say it again loud, because in a way, this is probably what could happen when you push these things too far. You could just get
sectioned.
You know, that is the reality of it. You know, we can laugh, but if I pushed too hard and turned up there. This is the reality of what would happen to me. You know, I would almost be seen as possibly dangerous, because that's, as I thought about it, if I turned up and tried to force my way into this wedding or any of these do's, I'd probably get arrested. They wouldn't just say, oh, no, that's a forgery, off you go. Chances are that I would be seen as a bit of a threat, and I might actually be arrested and taken away. And checked through all my history and see what's going on.
Welsh.
And and as I thought about all this, I thought, you know, some people, they say, I'm going to heaven. I'm good enough to go to heaven. And you say, you know, because you might say, come along, come to church, come and hear the gospel, come and hear about Jesus. Oh no, I haven't really done anyone any harm, I'm good enough. I'm all right, you know, I haven't done anyone any harm, you know, I'm okay. But are they okay? And in Romans, it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This means that no one is good enough, and all are disqualified. All have sinned, all are disqualified. No one, on their own merits, can go to heaven. No one. And as we look into it, you think, well, if, you know, no one is qualified. Like me going to the Queen, have I got a certificate? Have I got anything that allows me? If I try and go on my own and say, I'm good enough, people would say, no, you're crazy, you can't do that. But when people say, I'm good enough to go to heaven, it's the same picture. And really, there's a, you know, we're thinking more highly of ourselves. And so no one is good enough. But what if we think, you know, I've done some good stuff, and I'm actually pretty good, and I'm a good person, and you know, I've helped people. I'm good enough to go to heaven. You know, really, I'm okay. Well, if we think we're good enough, in Isaiah it says that our righteousness, what we think is good enough, in God's eyes, is like filthy rags. Our good enough. And so I've drawn this picture. This picture represents someone with a forged ticket and their dirty clothes trying to get in. And it's actually a lot worse than this. This actually is reasonably credible. When it talks of filthy rags, it's the most disgusting imaginable things that you could be wearing. And, you know, as I thought about this, I thought, you know, I go running a lot. And I put my running stuff on, and I might go out for even, you know, I haven't been out this week, but yeah. If I go out for a little hour or whatever, And I get in, and you know I'm in the house before you see me, because there's this smell that travels around with me, and it's weird because I've only been out for a short time, maybe an hour, half an hour, and it's surprising how strong the smell is. And the picture I want to say is, it's not only just filthy clothes. We're unacceptable. We are disgusting. We smell in God's eyes. Yeah? It's not just... I was going to do a picture of Compo. And then I thought, well, actually, Compo would give too much of a credible picture because he's a celebrity. But actually, there's nothing about us that is acceptable to God. We can't be good enough. Our good enough is disgusting. Do you see what I mean? Our good enough, in God's eyes, is unacceptable. We are not. We can't be, in our own doing, good enough. You might think, well, what hope is there? What hope is there? Goes on to the other side. What hope is there? And in this picture, you know, the reality is, turned up to the Queen's, who dressed like this, with a forged ticket, looking disgusting and smelly, we've got no chance. What hope? No hope. Yeah? And just a question. You've heard of Kate Middleton? Yeah? What are the chances of Kate Middleton going to Prince William's wedding? Yeah, are they quite high? Very high? Yeah? They would, no. And this is what the Bible tells us about our position. I could find the reading. It's Matthew 22:1-14. Kate has been invited. She's been asked, shall we say. Not invited, but she's been asked to marry. What has she done? Has she said no or yes?
Yes.
She said yes. She's responded. If she said no, would she go to this wedding?
No.
What is she... what her position... As I thought about this, I thought her position, in some respects, is no different to us. I know perhaps she's had better education than some of us. But in a way, she's just a normal person. But she has been invited. She's been asked to get married. And her response could be yes or no. She could say, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't like the idea of this. And so she could just turn away. But if you read that, and I'll change my picture.
Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been slaughtered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, ill-treated them and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. 'Friend,' he asked, 'how did you get in here without wedding clothes?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, "Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen."
And so that's a picture of what God has in store for us. And, you know, many are invited, but few chosen. And the invite is out there. And our position is that it's nothing to do with how good we are, but it's to do with us accepting the invitation. So Kate Middleton, when she accepts this decision, and when she gets married, it completely changes her life, doesn't it? And in 1 Peter 3 verse 18, and it says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." So Jesus, the righteous one, has died for the unrighteous. We are the unrighteous. So that's the position. This is the why and how it happens. And also Peter says, when he's preaching, he says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved." No other name can save us. And as I thought about this, I thought, does that mean, you know, when some people think, you know, there's lots of different ways, if this verse is right, can Barack Obama save us?
No.
Can Muhammad save us?
No.
No. Confucius? No. Buddha?
No.
Can any of these save us? No, there's no other name. No other name that can save us. What does Jesus himself say? "I am the way. No one comes to the Father but by me." So he is the way. There's no other way. That's what he says. And so when we want to go to the Father, how can we go? There is no other way but by Jesus. And he says it. And so when people say these things, and so you might, I think you're probably guessing what the picture is now. How's it coming on? Is it shaping up? Now you might think, why? Well, I've obviously picked this because there is a royal wedding coming up. But also in the Bible, it says that we will be robed in his righteousness, or in righteousness, but it's his righteousness. See, Kate now, by accepting this wedding invitation, but by accepting his marriage, the position she finds herself in, her titles, she will get titles next year. She will become royalty, wouldn't she? But it's nothing to do with who she is, it's all to do with who he is. And our position is going to be nothing to do with who we are, but it's all to do with who he is. And Jesus is the way. Jesus is our only hope. And all that we can hope for is not in how good we can be, but it's in who he is and what titles he holds. And what he has achieved. Everything that we can try and attain on our own is nothing. Kate Middleton can try and give herself titles. No one would recognize her. But as soon as she marries, she suddenly becomes somebody. She suddenly get titles. What titles? I don't even know if they know yet. But she will be titled once she marries. And our position is the same. When we accept Jesus, we suddenly become somebody. Yeah? And the Bible uses marriage as a picture. And to be honest, I think our white wedding dresses comes from the Bible. That's what I think. But I might be wrong. But because the Bible talks about the church and about us being dressed in white. And it talks about us being a bride of Christ and a wedding. So I'm just trying to get this picture finished. So we got a... Now, this isn't the dress that Kate's going to wear. It was funny because I had to try and find a picture to try and represent us. Perhaps it's harder for men to accept this because it's a dress, you know. We go to heaven all dressed in a beautiful dress. But I'm mixing two images up because the Bible says that we will be robed in white. This is white. That's the imagery that we get. When you look at Revelation, if you read through it, it talks about us being clothed in a white robe of pure... What it means is, in Jesus, all is washed away. All is clean. That picture of dirtiness there, he gives us beauty treatments. He gives us his clothing. It's not ours, it's his. It's given to us. and that's why I've done this. And in Revelation 19, though, it also talks of a wedding. I've got my notes here, but it's kind of hard because it's hard enough doing two things, but also trying to read it as well. It's a real mission for me. We're getting there. I'm gonna have a little look what I'm up to. In the Bible, those that have accepted Jesus are portrayed as the bride of Christ and wearing robes of righteousness, clean white robes. And in Revelation 6:11, it says, then each of them was given a white robe. So that's one bit. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 8, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness. Crown. Hang on. A little tiara up here, I thought. A crown of righteousness. See all this imagery? It just... something like that, perhaps. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, which will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. So we long for his appearing. And he awards us this robe. Now I've just got to try and get some hands in here. Let's have a different, slightly different thing. I'm not covered, too covered in short. Well, she should be holding a palm branch, because that's the imagery in the Bible, a palm branch. But I thought, I did find a nice picture of a bride holding a nice bouquet of flowers. But when I tried to get it off the internet, it was in two halves, and I thought, oh, keep it simple. You know, it's... she's wearing gloves here, actually. Well, When I was looking at these pictures, I wanted it to look modestly dressed, see, because it's representing the church. I didn't want, I had to try and find something that could work for all of us. It's a crown. I'm sort of coming to the end now. And in Revelation 19, it says, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear." See, it's a gift from God. And really what I'm trying to say in all this is that it isn't our doing, it's us accepting who Jesus is. It's us accepting his righteousness. It's us accepting that he is the way. And when we accept him, everything else is supplied. He looks after us in that sense. We are invited. And it's not by how much good we can do. It's not by how hard we can work. It's all about what he has done and accepting who he is.